With the ringing of the church bell, we welcome you to this hour of worship as it comes to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. On this service of Thanksgiving for 100 years, our hymns are 656, 725, and 733. And our distribution hymns are 644, 646, and 528. Pastor Alan Mutal's sermon is entitled, Our Place of Worship, and is taken from 1 Kings 8. Welcome, and our Lord bless our worship this morning. We invite you to sing with us as we sing our opening hymn, 650.
Good morning. So great to be with all of you here this morning, and what an awesome and faithful God that we have, and what a joy it is to celebrate this morning all the gifts and blessings that God has poured out upon us. Of course, He is rich in mercy, forgiving sins, but also this morning we rejoice and thank Him for 100 years in this sanctuary. Our God, He continues to be merciful and kind to us, and let us show our thanks in return to Him by singing our first hymn together, 656.
Thank you.
Would you please stand as you're able? Will God indeed dwell on the earth? Who is able to build a house for him, since the heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain him? They are to make a sanctuary for me, so that I may dwell among them. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God." My soul longs, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, "My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In his secret of the tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you of all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Alleluia. us pray. Almighty God, you have promised to be with your church forever. We praise you for your presence in this place of worship and ask your ongoing blessing upon those who gather here. Dwell continually among us with your holy word and sacraments. Strengthen our fellowship in the bonds of love and peace, and increase our faithful witness to your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we get to hear from God's word. Our first reading comes from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven and said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and showing steadfast love to your servants who walk before you with all their heart. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you. How much less this house that I have built? Yet have regard to the prayer of your servant and to his plea, O Lord my God, listening to the cry and to the prayer that your servant prays before you this day, that your eyes may be open night and day toward this house, the place of which you have said, My name shall be there, that you may listen to the prayer that your servant offers towards this place, and listen to the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. And listen in heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We confess the Christian faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Industry, what an awesome milestone, and certainly a fun one to celebrate and thank God for this morning. Of course, it hasn't always been easy, at times requiring new roofs, occasionally having to deal with flooding in the basement, like today, with remodeling, which occasionally means having to remove the asbestos. It takes a lot of maintenance to keep up a 100-year-old building. That is a lot of volunteers who give their time, their talents, and of their resources. And so this morning, dear friends, we praise God for this milestone, thanking our gracious God for blessing this church and for giving us such a beautiful sanctuary over these last 100 years. What I think makes the milestone more notable, though, is when you consider that there is no product that we sell here. As you know, grace, it is absolutely free. I love the definition that grace is unmerited favor. And I'm confident that not once has a contradictory message ever crept into this pulpit. This church has constantly stood upon the promises of God, that it is by grace that you are saved through faith. And no one can ever earn it or buy it. And so we've survived then, worldly speaking, simply by the Spirit's prompting within hearts. The church still stands today because people have freely given to the cause. In the preaching of God's word, the Lord has not let his word return to him empty, but he has constantly been working grace into the hearts of all those who gather here. And he has put within his people this desire then to give freely, to make sure that there will always be a place in our town where God's truth will be taught. People have given of their resources to assure that for generations to come, there will always be the church. That there will always be this church which stands for truth and which teaches the word of God without compromise. And so we especially remember to thank God this morning, not only for this sanctuary, but because he continues to raise up generous hearts in our midst. We thank the Lord for the many who continue to support the work that we do here in teaching the faith. For as we have aimed to glorify God, God has always been faithful then to meet the church's needs. And as long as we continue to stand for truth, dear friends, and as long as the law and gospel continue to be faithfully preached, certainly then we can trust that God is going to take care of his church. If we continue to carry his word with us on our hearts and continue to share the faith with all who have ears to hear, then surely God will continue to bless and grow this congregation, bless and grow his kingdom, so that not even the gates of hell could stand against it. For the church that stands for truth, that seeks to glorify God in her lives, that church must surely stand forever. And so we praise God for all those who have gone before us. And we praise him for those who continue to work among us today, the many who always seem to manage to make this house beautiful. Although we, of course, don't worship the building we're in, and although we continue to be the church, even if this building were to be lost, yet it is proper that we would occasionally look back and remember the blessings God has given us. If only, dear friends, these walls could talk. Because you know, the history that has occurred within these walls would be more interesting than any of the wonders of the world. If stones could talk, I would be more interested to hear the history of this place than to listen to the mysteries of Stonehenge. If stones could talk, I would rather want to hear what these walls would have to say more than any of the stones of the great pyramids. For the mercies that have happened here, these are divine mysteries. For this place, dear friends, this is where God has met with our congregation over these last 100 years. This is where God has visited us, saying that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. This is where he has invited us to come into his presence and to receive a special measure of his grace in his body and blood and in the preaching of the gospel. This is where our congregation has gathered around all these years to hear the preaching of his word. Roughly 6,500 sermons have been preached here. 9 full-time pastors. Tens of thousands of hymns. Where 956 baptisms and counting have been performed. But in addition to all of these, how many countless hearts have been broken and mended again by God's word? How many hearts have been convicted of sin and again comforted by the gospel? How many tears of sorrow have been turned into tears of joy? And again, how many hearts have found hope within these walls, hearing of the eternal God who has put on flesh to die for us? Again, we don't worship this building, but how thankful we are that God should bless us with such a sanctuary, a place in which we can call home, a place that will always stand to preach Christ crucified. When you've been far from this house, dear friends, has it not been in your hearts to long to return again to the assemblies here? When forced to be absent, whether that's because of distance or sickness, have you not longed to come again and worship God together with the saints? And to come here where God has met us time and again with his real and true presence. How many times did I hear it said during COVID? An echo of Psalm 84 where David said, "My soul longs, even faints, for the courts of the Lord." In fact, just this last week, a congregation member who's been sick these last 2 weeks, when asked how they were doing, said to me plainly, "I miss our fellowships." As if to say, I can listen to service online. I know that I can worship God in my own house. I know God is with me and can visit me even on my sickbed. But how I long to be in the sanctuary again with the brothers and sisters. Truly, I've seen a brief absence from the house of God. That is enough to make grown Christians cry for the courts of the Lord. What thanksgiving we ought to express then to God for his gifts, both temporal and eternal. And yet, of course, dear friends, we must also remember that there is another side of the coin as well. For while we are beyond blessed to celebrate this morning and to gather here, it's also good to think about the battle that's been raged in here also. For over a century now, within these walls, the devil has attacked the body of believers who have gathered here for worship. For 100 years, he sought to sow divisions in our midst and to stir up strife in our fellowships. And for 100 years, our hearts have been relentlessly buffeted within these walls, tempted always to speak ill of one another, to fail to give people the benefits of the doubts, failing to go directly to the one who we feel has wronged us. We must remember that this war, though it's 100 years old, it has yet to cease. Though it's raged on for over a century now, we can't grow lax in doing good. But we must evermore put on the whole armor of God and take our stand in the battle. We must again take that sword of the Spirit and stand in godliness and stand in the strength of our Savior. It's sorrowful to have to remember all of this on such a joyous day, but we must be diligent. For we do well to remember that where God sows his blessings, there the devil sows his weeds also. Where God seeks to create unity, joy, peace, life, salvation, and fellowship, that is everything that is true, beautiful, and good, there the devil seeks to stir up divisions. Where God sows beauty, the enemy seeks to excite all manner of strife and pain and disunity. Within these walls, beloved, we must always be aware of Satan's hopes of turning this house of prayer, this place of worship, into a den of trouble and fighting. Nothing would please him more than to cause this house to be divided amongst itself. For a house divided, Jesus warned, will fall. How important it is on this 100th anniversary of our sanctuary that while we celebrate, we remember again not only the God who's blessed us with heavenly graces, but we remember who he has called us to be. We are a special people, he calls us, a treasured possession, and a holy nation. He has blessed us to be the recipients of his special presence. Well, Solomon was totally right in saying that the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain you, so how much less this house that I have built. And yet, dear friends, we have a God who condescends to our level. Though he fills the heavens and the earth to overflowing, yet he comes to us to visit us in a unique and special way every week. Wherever we gather, beloved, Christ Jesus is there in our midst. In a sense and in a way that he is not in other places. He is especially here in our gatherings, promising to meet us in mercy. Yes, God is everywhere, for he is infinite, but he is here in our midst, promising to us the fullness of his being, to bless you. In fact, he comes in his whole presence to meet us in this sanctuary. And the bread that we eat and then the wine that we drink, the Lord's infinity comes to work our good. The Lord is here, dear friends, promising to be working in our midst. Jesus' ears, they are attentive to all the pleas of mercy that happen in our hearts here. He comes working salvation. The Lord Jesus, who has put on flesh to die for sins, it's him that makes this sanctuary the sanctuary. He alone can take an otherwise pointless building and turn it into for us a place of refuge. He alone makes this place into a mighty fortress. And so he does, covering his bride, the church, with a robe of Christ's righteousness, cleansing her of all sins, so that on the final day he may present us to God blameless, without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. So praise the Lord for all his benefits to us who call upon his name. For dear friends, we are God. He is faithful and good. Amen. And the peace of God, who surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. At this time, would you please stand and join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you this morning for all your wonderful benefits to us. We thank you for giving us a regular house of worship in which we can gather together every week. We thank you for the privilege of having a dedicated building in which we can gather around your word and sing praises to you. We know that such privileges has not been shared by our brothers and sisters around the world, especially where persecutions abound. So lead us to treasure this gift and to be reminded of the mysteries that happens here when your people come together in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, for those who, as it were, are in the wilderness of life, having no place in which to regularly meet with the body of Christ, yet remind them that you are yet easily accessible. You are everywhere present, and you keep your eye upon all. Your ear is attentive to all who call upon your name. And those who can't gather in the assembly of the saints, Lord, we ask that you would comfort them and knowing that you walk with them. Wherever your sheep are, you pursue them with your goodness and mercy. Comfort all, knowing that with the ascension of Jesus to his throne, he now rules everywhere. You are not bound by location, but you are with us, whether we are at home, at work, in the field, or anywhere that we are. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And God of mercy and grace, we thank you for your real presence as you come to us in a tangible way this morning. We thank you for giving us your very body and blood to eat and drink for the forgiveness of sins. As we meet together, comfort us, knowing that you are doing a mighty work in our midst. Convict sin in our hearts, prune all ungodliness from us, and bind us again with new life to live for you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And merciful God, we do thank you also for giving us rain this past week. We trace all things back to your hands, and we ask that you would lead us to acknowledge you as the absolute sovereign who rules over all things. We thank you for meeting the needs of your people, and as you bless us, lead us to give back to you and to live generously to our neighbors in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And great physician, we lastly lift before you those on our hearts, minds, and on our prayer list this morning. Be with all those who are downcast in spirits due to suffering and illness. Bring your peace to bear upon those who look to you. Grant strength for those in trials and give hope to those in the midst of pain. Lead all these to turn to you and to experience anew that your grace is sufficient for all our needs. We ask that you would especially be with Bruce and Melissa Eckhoff. Continue to be with Randy and Walter Howard. Be with Dolores Fisher as she's returned home from the hospital. Lord, be with all of these and be to them a refuge and strong tower. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For these and for all our needs of body and soul, we ask of you, gracious Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. And taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. As we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated as we worship God with our offerings. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen. You may be seated for Departing Hymn at 733.